Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What We See in the Stars, an illustrated tour of the night sky by Kelsey Oside, is an illustrated astronomy and natural history guide that presents the visible sky as both a scientific subject and a cultural record. First published in 2017 by 10 Speed Press in the United States, the book is known for its hand-painted artwork and concise explanatory text. Rather than functioning as a technical observing manual, it offers an accessible tour of constellations, the moon, planets, bright stars, comets, auroras, nebulae, and other celestial phenomena. Its purpose is to help readers understand what they're looking at when they observe the night sky, while also showing how earlier cultures interpreted those same patterns through myth and lore. Oside combines visual appeal with factual explanation, making the book suitable for general readers, families, educators, and art-minded astronomy beginners who want a broad, inviting introduction to the sky. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, constellations as both sky maps and cultural inventions. A central feature of What We See in the Stars is its treatment of constellations as objects with two identities. Astronomically, constellations are regions of the sky used for orientation, naming, and locating celestial objects. Culturally, they are patterns that human beings have filled with stories, animals, heroes, and symbols. Oside uses this dual identity to show that the night sky is not only a physical environment, but also a historical archive of human imagination. Familiar figures such as Orion, Ursa Major, and Draco are not presented merely as decorative star pictures. They become examples of how people impose narrative order on distant, unrelated stars. This distinction matters because the stars in a constellation may not be physically close to one another, even if they appear connected from Earth. By pairing mythic associations with accessible astronomical context, the book helps readers understand why constellations remain useful and memorable. It also avoids reducing mythology to trivia. Instead, the myths reveal how observation, storytelling, navigation, and seasonal awareness have long been linked in human encounters with the sky. Secondly, hand-painted illustration as a tool for astronomical understanding. The book stands out because its illustrations are not merely decorative additions to the text. Oside uses hand-painted images to make astronomical subjects legible, memorable, and emotionally approachable. This matters in a field where photographs from telescopes and spacecraft can be visually spectacular, but also difficult for beginners to interpret. Painted images allow the book to simplify forms, emphasize symbolic connections, and place scientific information within a coherent visual style. A constellation, for example, can be shown as both a pattern of stars and a mythological figure without requiring the reader to move between separate reference systems. Planets, lunar features, auroras, and deep space objects are likewise presented through art that encourages close looking rather than passive admiration. The result is a hybrid form between field guide, art book, and introductory astronomy text. Its visual method supports comprehension by creating associations between names, shapes, stories, and physical phenomena. For readers who may find dense astronomical diagrams intimidating, the artwork provides a structured entry point into scientific curiosity. Thirdly, the solar system presented through visible and familiar phenomena. Oside gives significant attention to solar system objects that readers can connect to ordinary skywatching, especially the moon, the visible planets, comets, and related phenomena. This focus grounds the book in what a non-specialist can actually notice. The moon is an especially important subject because it is the most familiar celestial body and one of the easiest ways to understand cycles, phases, reflected sunlight, and changing appearances over time. The visible planets extend this observational logic by showing that some bright points in the sky are not stars, but nearby worlds moving against the stellar background. This distinction introduces readers to basic astronomy without demanding mathematical detail. Comets and other transient objects add another dimension because they remind readers that the sky is not fixed. It contains predictable cycles and irregular visitors. By organizing some of its content around objects that can be seen without advanced equipment, the book encourages a practical form of awareness. Readers come away better prepared to distinguish types of celestial bodies and to see the night sky as dynamic rather than static. Fourthly, deep space subjects broaden the book beyond backyard stargazing. Although the book is accessible to beginners, it does not limit itself to the most obvious features of the night sky. Its inclusion of nebulae, outer planets, and deep space objects gives the tour a wider scale. This is important because introductory astronomy books often remain focused on constellations and the solar system. While more technical books can become inaccessible when discussing distant phenomena, Oside occupies a middle position. She introduces objects that may not be easily observed with the unaided eye, but that are essential to understanding the larger universe. Nebulae, for instance, can be approached as visually striking clouds, while also opening discussion of star formation, gas, dust, and cosmic scale. Outer planets broaden the reader's sense of the solar system beyond the bright bodies most often seen from Earth. Deep space material shifts attention from local observation to the structure and vastness of the cosmos. The value of this approach is conceptual. It helps readers connect the small patch of sky above them to a much larger astronomical framework without turning the book into a technical textbook. Lastly, accessible astronomy that values wonder without replacing accuracy. The book's educational strength lies in its balance between wonder and restraint. It aims to make the sky inviting, but it does not depend only on vague admiration or mystical language. Scientific facts, historical context, and mythological references are presented in short, readable passages that suit browsing as well as continuous reading. This format is especially effective for readers who are curious about astronomy, but not ready for a dense manual organized around coordinates, equipment, or observational technique. At the same time, its accessibility sets a clear limit. What we see in the stars should not be mistaken for a detailed star atlas, a guide to telescope use, or a comprehensive astronomy course. Its purpose is introductory and interpretive. It helps readers name what they see, understand why those objects matter, and appreciate how humans have responded to them over time. That limitation is also part of its usefulness. By lowering the barrier to entry, the book can lead readers toward deeper study while still offering a complete and satisfying overview on its own. In conclusion, What We See in the Stars is best suited to readers who want an elegant, approachable introduction to the night sky rather than a technical astronomy reference. It will appeal to adults returning to stargazing after many years, younger readers with an interest in space, families looking for a shared science book, and educators who want material that connects astronomy with mythology, art, and cultural history. Its practical benefit is not primarily instruction in using charts or telescopes. Instead, it builds observational literacy by helping readers recognize categories of sky objects and understand the stories and scientific ideas associated with them. Its intellectual benefit is the way it frames astronomy as both empirical knowledge and human interpretation. Compared with many beginner astronomy books, it stands out for the strength of its visual identity and for its integrated treatment of myth, lore, and science. Compared with standard constellation guides, it is broader and more aesthetically unified, covering planets, the moon, auroras, comets, nebulae, and deep space alongside star patterns. Its distinctive value lies in making the night sky feel organized and meaningful, without overwhelming the reader with technical detail. If you would like to support Kelsey Oside, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.